Welcome to Sales Secrets, new shows daily. Subscribe now.
Today on the show, we've got Brandon Bornanson joining us. And Brandon is a serial salesperson, two-time seven-figure entrepreneur, sales author, angel investor, and expert speaker on sales, marketing, and entrepreneurship. And he also happens to be the founder and CEO at Seamless.ai here in town, a sales leads company based in Columbus, where they help companies maximize revenue, increase sales, and acquire their total addressable market instantly using artificial intelligence. We're really excited to have Brandon on the show today to talk about his journey and how Seamless.ai became what it is today. Welcome to Conquering Columbus, Brandon.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it. And thanks, audience, for tuning in.
Yeah, it's great to have you here on the show. We're really excited. It's always a good way to end the day with one of these podcasts. But typically, one of the places we like to begin is talk about your early life and career and how you got to where you are today. Kind of maybe some of the main highlights before founding Seamless. And you're from Cleveland, Ohio, right?
Yeah. From Westlake, Ohio. You know, quick background, super easy. Family was broke. You know, mom and dad worked four jobs total, two full-time. My mom was a banker and worked at a grocery store, no college degree. My dad worked in construction and computer hardware, like selling computers at Macy's. It was called Mako at the time. Pretty much super poor. I mean, like the lower class. Dad got a lucky break when he was selling Apple computers and PCs at Mako, which is Macy's. A sales executive from Computer Associates approached him, loved his sales approach, gave him a sales analyst role offer. Like, hey, do you want to quit Mako selling Apple computers at a freaking retail shopping mall and join Computer Associates at the time, which is CA Technologies? So he took the risk, joined. He was the only one of the only people ever hired at the time, like with no college degree. So my dad like always had the fear of like getting fired because he had no college degree, and then worked his way up from sales analyst over the next 10 years to become like the highest ranking VP of sales to take the company to $1 billion in software sales, which was really cool. So I saw my family go from super poor to super wealthy because my dad got into sales. So then when I went to college, wanted to go into sales, attended Ohio University, joined their sales center. I got lucky. Like a lot of people, entrepreneurs, I think will try to be like, oh yeah, like it was because of hard work and I'm the smartest person in the world. Like I played a shitload of online poker and I was approached by a few people that marketed for Hardy Poker, Full Tilt Poker. They said, we'll pay $150 a person that you recruit. So then, you know, knocked on doors in my dorm, recruited a bunch of people, made a few $1,000s. Then I went like scaled it from dorm building to building. First year did $1 million in sales. Second year did 3 million. Third year did 6 million in sales. And it was all like because of luck of timing, you know, 10, 12 years ago, 2004 to 2007, online poker was massive. Also, Google didn't have a lot of regulations on paid search marketing for the gambling industry. So like you could scale online marketing for the gambling industry pretty easily. So like I got super lucky with the right time, right market, a lot of hard work, but that was like my first entrepreneurial endeavor.
If you enjoy Sales Secrets and you'd like to help out the show, go to the Apple Podcast app, the purple icon, and give us 5 stars. Those reviews help drive the show up the charts and through the algorithm so we can help even more salespeople, marketers, and entrepreneurs. Thank you for everybody that's done it. And if you haven't yet, please, please go give that a shot. Now back to the show.
Then 2007, Safeport Act, President Bush made it illegal to gamble online. So the market just like stopped. So I was like the richest kid in college. And I thought I was like the smartest entrepreneur because I made all this money. And then we took all the money. You know, I had a few partners that we launched the company with. We launched a second company called InMobile for the next 3 years. It was text message marketing in 2007, 8, 9. During the financial crisis, like we tried to sell this B2B text message marketing software and like couldn't sell more than 30 to 50 companies. Half of those companies were on the campus. The other half were like vitamin water, Rockstar energy drink, but they weren't paying like any money. So we lost like millions, ended up selling it to a publicly traded company called Tuergo, which is now Genesis, the call center software. I had to move to New York to open up their New York office. My partners went to IBM Interactive in Columbus, which was Resource Interactive. And after about another year in mobile, I'm like, I got to get the hell out of it because there's no money in it. I'm 4 years in, not making any money in mobile. I wanted to kill myself. And Jake Phillips, one of my partners, he's like, hey, you should sell for IBM Interactive. So, you know, had the opportunity to do it, moved to Columbus from New York. Love Ohio. So like I was super geeked to move to Columbus. And then sold for IBM Interactive for 3.5-4 years for Nancy Kramer here locally. And then after that, had an opportunity to sell for Google and Google's top search agency locally called Fathom Marketing, and sold for them for the next 3.5 years. When I was selling for Google and IBM, I couldn't find emails and phone numbers for the digital marketers. So I would write these checks, $150,000, $200,000 for my sales team and I to buy Zoom Info and Discover Org databases. And they were missing all the digital marketers because they mainly had IT people. And I'm like, fuck, I need to sell to these digital marketers. And then I would like crawl the web. I'd crawl social profiles. I'd be copying and pasting all this data. I'm like, we got to automate it. So we built a prototype to automate finding everyone you need to sell to with our search engine. And then once we found everyone you need to sell to with the titles, we need to find their emails and phone numbers. So then we built a 10-step AI algorithm to research, validate, and find emails and cell phones for all these digital marketers we need to sell to. After using a prototype, 10x my income, you know, went from making 6 figures to 7 figures in sales, and then realized, hey, if I could do it, like anyone could do it. So we took all the money. I took all the money I made selling and, you know, sold my employer to buy licenses because they're like, how the hell did you, you know, make, you know, your quota is 1 million, you're doing 10, you're doing 20, you're doing 30. Like this is never before seen. How the hell are you doing it? I'm like, hey, it's because of Seamless, it's prototype. I'll sell you licenses. So ended up selling licenses to my employer and the sales reps and then sold it to a bunch of other companies. And then that's when I was like, okay, I've got some sort of market validation. And then pitched it to Rev1, got some funding from them, and then quit my job, went full-time with all my own cash, limited funding from Rev1. You know, it took 3 years after that to build the Seamless platform. Like, and we almost died and went bankrupt every year, like after. Because building a search engine, A, like you need millions of dollars to build a search engine. B, to find everyone's emails and phone numbers, you need even more millions of dollars. So I just underestimated the amount of time, energy, and capital it would take to build the platform. So just went through a ton of business partners, went through a ton of like, you build it and you think you've got it nailed. And then the first year you realize it's not built for scale. Then you rebuild it again, smarter. And you think you got it nailed, but you don't have it nailed. And now you're in year two, you're out of cash. And like, you've got like one more year to nail it or you're dead and you got to go get a job. And luckily, like we nailed it the third time, found the right engineers. And that like that third year, we finalized like really building out the platform. And in January of 2018 was when we launched. And luckily it's been like fast growth ever since, which is good, but it was like 3 years of hell, rise and grind to get to that point, which, you know, if I didn't, I had a 10-year mindset. Luckily, thank God I had a 10-year mindset or else like 99% of people would have quit.
We are hiring here at Seamless.ai. That is right. We have over 850 positions open right now, hundreds of SDRs, hundreds of AEs, 50 engineers across every department in the company. We're hiring nearly 850 positions this year. So if you want to work for Seamless.ai, help the world connect opportunity, apply at Seamless.ai/careers, Seamless.ai/careers, Seamless.ai/careers.
Thanks for joining Sales Secrets. New shows daily. Subscribe now.